Shalom and good morning. We want to bless God this morning for his faithfulness and for his goodness. We have come all this far by the grace of God. God has been so righteous, so faithful, so good. He has brought us to the book of Revelation to understand the revelation of God. We are in chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. We want to introduce ourselves into a topic that we are going to do in four sessions. We will take the book of Revelation, chapter 17, we'll have two sessions. And chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, we'll have two sessions. So these are four sessions. And this is about the one we call the Great Prostitute. Let me just read some portion of the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, and I read verses 1 to 7 so that I can introduce to it one of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came out and spoke to me. "Come with me," he said, "and I'll show you the judgment that is going to come on the great prostitute." I want you to realize that. This great prostitute who rules over many waters. Many waters is many humanities, many people, many crowd. He's actually ruling people. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. And the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality. You're talking about adultery, immorality, and unfaithfulness of the people of the king. And they say these people are drunk with the immoralities. It means the people are drunk with wine, they're drunk with unfaithfulness and with immorality. So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman. Now this spirit, or this the power that you're talking about, this Babylon, is compared to a woman. This woman, besides sitting on many waters, she is also sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven horns and seven heads, that had seven heads and ten horns, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. You see, this woman that we are studying today is actually sitting on many waters. Many waters meaning people, but is also sitting on the kings. Number two, because kings are drunk with wine of this woman, and she's also sitting on the beast, scarlet beast, the same beast we talk about. The woman and this beast had all blasphemies against God. So it means that because this beast is sitting on woman, is actually drinking from the woman. The woman becomes the source. The woman wore purple and scarlet clothing. And purple means rich or kingly, and beautiful jewel. She's very well dressed and made of gold and precious gems and pearls. In her head, she held a gold goblet full of obscenities and impurities of her immoralities. Look at every place that this woman is mentioned. Her head, her hands, her clothings, they are all written or full of impurities, immoralities. A mysterious name was given on her forehead: Babylon the Great, the mother of all prostitutes and obscenity in the world. So we are talking about a name that we keep on mentioning, because now we have been given her name, and her name is Babylon the Great. So we'll talk about the word Babylon. It could be a city, could be a person. But this, you're told that also another name is the mother of all
prostitutes. So we are talking about prostitution for these four lessons. It is the mother of all obscenity in the world. Obscenity is the speaking of all evil, all unfaithfulness. I could see that she was also drunk. This woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people who are witnesses of Jesus. Now, she is also a killer of Jesus's woman, Jesus's wife. You see, she is compared to a woman. But one of the things is that she'll be killing the woman of Jesus. Now, Jesus has got a wife. The wife of Jesus is called the church. Now, it is a counterfeit of the church in the world. So this Babylon is a counterfeit of church. It's actually out there to fight the church of Jesus Christ. Remember, we talked about the evil trinity the other day, and we said the evil trinity is one of them is the dragon or Satan who is countering God the Father. Then we have got the dragon or the first dragon. This is the Antichrist. He is countering Jesus Christ. That is why he is Antichrist. Then we have got the false prophet who is the anti-Holy Spirit. Now we have got another image here that is the woman that is the prostitute that is Babylon. He is actually anti the church. He is anti the body of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that the devil works in fake. And so he has to raise other characters that will be able to be seen on earth so that people will not be able to see the truth. So this one is actually anti the church of Jesus Christ. That's why she is a woman. And she is going to drink the blood. She kills the blood, you know, God's people, God's holy people, who are witnesses of Jesus. So she is against the witnesses of Jesus. I stared at her I stared at her in complete amazement. "Why are you so amazed?" the angel asked. "I will tell you the mystery of this woman and of the beasts, the beast with seven heads and the 10 horns on his, which she sits on." Now, I was get up there. So this is a mystery. I've told you it's a mystery. This woman is a mystery. But this mysterious woman, I want you to know, is the woman who will bring out what we call the New World Order. Have you ever heard of this term, the New World Order? The New World Order is it is the process by which the world wants to become one, to have one rulership. Majorly, it will have what we will call one government. It will have what we call one currency. It will have what we call one religion. It is still, if you continue to go further more than that, you can say it is also going to have one entertainment. It's going to have one media. It's also going to have one family. It's also going to have one education. This is what, if some of us have gone to, you know, you have studied, it's called the Seven Mountains. Seven Mountains that is ruling the world. It is the one that is going to come up and rule the world. I've just talked to you about all those ones. And they want to come against the one kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is the one that reigns on earth. So this woman is out there. And so here we want to show you how God is going to fight this kingdom of darkness, how God is going to bring down this great Babylon. And here in chapter 17, it's talking about the New World Order that is religious, the one religion that is going to continue to fight God's people and continue to become a counterfeit. is a spiritual counterfeit that we get here. And so from here, we'll be able to understand the list of them, where it started, who finds its curriculum, and its teachers, and all other great elements to understand it. God, save us from this great woman in Jesus' name.